may be seated. Brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God who is our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus who is the Christ, our Messiah. Amen. You know, one of the things that I don't find particularly appealing is when a preacher stands up and gets all political. I wish they'd just stay with the Scripture. Just stay with the Scripture. It's a pretty heady times in our world. I think it's important for the preacher to just stay with Scripture. From Leviticus 19, when an alien resides with you in your land, you shall not oppress the alien. The alien who resides with you shall be to you as a citizen among you. You shall love the alien as yourself, for you are aliens in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. From Deuteronomy chapter 10, God executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and who loves the strangers, providing them food and clothing. You shall also love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God. Him alone you shall worship. To him you shall hold fast. And by his name alone shall you swear. In the book of Romans, St. Paul writes, "Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live peaceably with one another. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good," St. Paul says. Micah, you heard? Not you, I'm not calling on you, son. When we read from Micah, you should have seen his eyes light up. Micah tells us today, what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God? In the Gospel of Matthew, we hear these words. Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? He said, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you did it to me. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they will be comforted. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. And immediately following our lesson today on the Beatitudes, Jesus said this: you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. To be the salt of the earth and to be the light of the world, I absolutely agree. Brothers and sisters, we need to get back to the Bible. We need to get back to the words of Micah. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God? I hope that no matter what happens in our world, in our nation, that we do hold true to the words of the Bible. In Jesus' name, amen.
You may sit or kneel for prayer. I like it especially when all the various parts of the service pull together and say some of the same things in different ways. When I prayed earlier for people who had a terrible week, I hadn't read the list of prayer names, but you will see how wonderful that ties together. Let's pray. Called to be a light to the nations, let us pray for God's justice, peace, and healing. We pray for wholeness in the body of Christ. Bind up fractures within the church. Humble the proud and lift up the lowly. Make us one at your table. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We praise you for the beauty of the universe, for the light of the stars, for the majesty of the mountains. We thank you. Mold us into stewards of your creation,